Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Dabria Polywood Limited Q4 and FY 2026 earnings conference call hosted by X-Before Advisory. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gautam Kothari from X-Before Advisory. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Q4 and FY 2026 earnings conference call of Dabria Polywood Limited. Today on this call we have with us Mr. Digvijay Dabria, Promoter, Chairman, and Managing Director of the company, and Mr. Hitesh Agrawal, Chief Financial Officer of the company. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. Actual results may differ. The statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is given on the second page of the earnings presentation of the company, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange as well as the company's website. With this, I now hand over the call to Mr. Digvijay Dabria for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Gautam. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. On behalf of Dabria Polywood Limited, I welcome all investors, analysts, and stakeholders to discuss our financial year 2026 performance and outlook. Financial year 2026 has been a defining year in our journey. We delivered consolidated revenue of rupees 264 crores, representing growth of 12.5% year-on-year. More importantly, this growth translated into significantly stronger profitability, with EBITDA growing by 45.6% and PAT growing by 67.2%. Our EBITDA margin expanded from 16%-20.6%, while PAT margin improved from 7.7%-11.4%, reflecting the strength of our operating leverages, better product mix, manufacturing efficiencies, and disciplined execution across businesses. Q4 was our strongest quarter ever, with EBITDA margin crossing 21% and PAT growth of nearly 55% year-on-year. This gives us strong momentum as we enter financial year 2027. Our top-line results fell short of our initial revenue targets. This shortfall was primarily driven by deferred execution related to the project supply for some of the large projects orders. However, our performance this quarter reflects stability anchored by a strong, high-quality order book of more than 170 crores, which gives us excellent revenue visibility. Importantly, this is a matter of timing, not a loss of business, as our underlying demand remains robust. Our core classic product segment continued to perform strongly with a revenue growth of over 13% and segment profitability growth of 63%. At the same time, our modular business also demonstrated improving operating efficiency and profitability. During financial year 2026, we also laid the foundation for our next phase of growth. The board has approved a rupees 100 crores strategic capital expenditure program to be deployed over financial year 2026-2028. This is the most significant CapEx program in the company's history. During financial year 2026, we have already deployed approximately 27 crore of CapEx towards expansion of PVC and WPC profile extrusion lines. Building dedicated manufacturing infrastructure for the aluminum glazing and window division, and modernizing and automating our existing lines. The remaining deployment over financial year 2027 and 2028 will further strengthen our manufacturing footprint and enable us to scale into new categories. We are excited about the addition of new verticals, including WPC, doors, WPC wall and ceiling panels, and aluminum windows, doors, and glazing system. These categories significantly expand our addressable market and strengthen our positioning as a comprehensive interior building material solution company. The aluminum window and glazing division under the leadership of Mr. Varghese has already started seeing strong market transactions and project inquiry. We have already closed the orders worth rupees 50 crores plus for this new project vertical. We believe this vertical can become a meaningful growth driver over the medium term. Looking ahead, we remain highly optimistic about the opportunities landscape. With our diversified product portfolio, expanding distribution networks, improving brand strength, and upcoming capacities, we believe the company is well positioned for sustained growth. Based on our current visibility, we are targeting approximately 30% CAGR revenue growth over the long term while maintaining sustainable EBITDA and PAT margins. Our focus remains on profitable growth, prudent capital allocation, and long-term value creation for shareholders. I would like to sincerely thank all our employees, channel partners, customers, lenders, and shareholders for their continued trust and support. With that, I now request our CFO to take you through the detailed financial performance, after which we will open the floor for questions. Thank you, Jain.
Thank you, sir. Very good afternoon to everyone. Let me briefly walk you through the financial highlight of FY26. For the financial year 2026, consolidated revenue from operation stood at 264.48 crores versus 235.11 crores in FY25, registering growth of 12.5%. EBITDA increases sharply by 45.6% to rupees 54.59 crore, while EBITDA margins improved by 460 basis points to 20.6%. Profit before tax grew by 65.3% to rupees 40.67 crore, and profit after tax increased by 67.2% to rupees 30.14 crore. Earning per share for the year stood at 27.85 rupees compared to rupees 16.65 last year. On the balance sheet side, our net worth increased to rupees 129.6 crores. In the financial year 2026, approximately 27 crores of capex was deployed towards different capacity enhancement and new line additions, that is profile extrusion expansion, aluminum windows and facade division infrastructure, and automation of our existing capacities. Another important point where I would like to address proactively is about the working capital. During the financial year 2026, we consciously took a strategic decision to strengthen our supply chain and vendor ecosystem amid disruption caused by the West Asia crisis in the Q4. This included faster settlement of our suppliers' dues and strategic stocking of all our extrusion-related raw materials, including PVC resin and other polymers. This decision has helped us to keep our operations smooth during last 3 months without any shortage of raw materials which are directly or indirectly linked to crude oil or for those supplies are coming from the Middle East countries. As a result, working capital temporarily increased during the year. We expect this cycle to improve materially during FY27 as inventories are consumed and supplier payment cycle normalizes. Overall, the company remains financially comfortable and operationally well positioned to support future growth. We can now open the floor for the question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Harshit Khadka with Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. I'm audible.
Yes.
Yes, sir. So the 264 crores of revenue that we have clocked, just wanted to understand, like, can you give the segmental breakup of it? Like, how much has come from PVC, UPVC, and modular? And I'll be glad if you can also give the EBITDA margin breakup of them.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. That 27 crores capex which we did in last financial year, it was basically related to the upgradation of our existing capacities. When the PVC profile external capacity is increased by 3,600 metric ton. Earlier, our capacity was 24,000 per annum. Now it stood at 27,600 metric ton. Apart from that, WPC door extrusion, which we announced earlier, also we have added new product line. So in that also, we have done approximately 10 crores capex in last financial year, and some of the remaining capex is going to happen in current financial year. Apart from that, in for our Bangalore aluminum windows and facade division, we have made the capex. So altogether, we have done the capex in WPC door, PVC profile extrusion, as well as in the for the aluminum windows and facade division.
So actually, I was looking for the revenue breakup of the products that you have, the PVC, UPVC, and modular, and the margin breakup of them.
Yeah, see, current breakup of the last financial year's revenue, see, approximately 84% revenue came from the our polymer-based product, PVC and UPVC, and 16%, around 43 crores, came from the modular furniture. And so for the margin is concerned, that EBITDA margin, for UPVC, the polymer division, that margins were little higher as compared to the modular furniture. But we are gradually enhancing our modular line also. So when that operational efficiency level is increases, so both will be on at par. So on PBT level, you can say the modular furniture margins were somewhere around 9%. And for the that plastic extrusion and UPVC window, it was 16.6%.
All right, understood. Understood, the capacity that you have right now, 27,600, right? What is the peak revenue that we are expecting from this capacity? And what is the timeline that we are expecting, that in what year will we be able to achieve the peak revenue?
60-70%.
You see, our last year capacity utilization was for around 66% for PVC profile extrusion. Maximum with the capacity, considering the n numbers of SKUs, 80% is the benchmark. But when we go for the addition of the new profiles or the new product lines, we need to increase the lines also. So that capacity enhancement is a continuous activity which keeps on. But yes, with the existing capacity itself, we can surely achieve more than 450 crores of revenue for the profile extrusion itself.
And that would be on what capacity utilization?
16.
With the 85% of the overall capacity utilization.
Right. So, sir, the 30% of growth that you have, you know, guided, so the 450 crores of revenue would, you know, should come in FY28. So, are we looking at 450 crores of top line in FY28 itself?
No, see, we have added multiple product verticals, basically. If you see, we are diversifying our activities by adding the new lines, that WPC doors, WPC wall and ceiling panels, and majorly the aluminum windows and facade division, wherein we are already, as Chairman sir mentioned, that more than 50 crores worth of orders we are already closed in the last two quarters, and execution is happening now in the current fiscal. So that revenue will be, this enhanced expected revenue growth will be contributed by all verticals existing as well as the new verticals.
Right, understand. The consolidated EBITDA that we have of 20% right now, so yes, would this sustain, or how do you see the margins going forward for 27 and 20 at least?
See, last 2 years we have put a lot of efforts in changing our product mix, basically the product, better the product mix. In fact, we have upgraded our offerings to cater the upper middle and high higher class of clientele, so where we have the better margins. So last four quarters our margins have been regularly improving, and we are quite confident that 20% plus EBITDA margin is sustainable in longer run also.
All right, understood. Thank you. I'll join back in the queue.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Vishwinder Singh with Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, yes, Vishwinder.
Sir, I wanted to ask on the growth that we have achieved in FY26. We were projecting somewhere around 20-25%. So can you comment on the shortfall of the target that we previously mentioned?
Yeah, see, that growth was not up to our expectations, primarily due to the supplies were deferred for a couple of the projects, large projects, especially in the Maharashtra and one or two projects in Delhi and NCR also. From the buyer side, basically, we were having the healthy order book, but somehow the that is space where our products are to be supplied, especially the UPVC windows and doors, that is space was deferred. So that was the primary cause. There was no other specific reason behind this.
So what other steps are we taking to minimize such risk going ahead in FY27?
We are widening our reach to multiple builders and developers. As of now, our order book is standing at 174 crore. This is the highest order book in our history. So number of regular projects are increasing basically. So to overcome this issue, we are focusing adding more and more new sites, new builders.
Got it. And on the CapEx side, can you bifurcate on the capacity wise and segment wise what other capacities will be added from this 27 crore CapEx in this year?
Yeah, the 27 crore CapEx, that WPC door is the first one, which we have already executed, and trial runs are happening, and from the next quarters, we are going to launch this commercially also. And the second one is the WPC wall and ceiling profiles, extrusion. That is also planned for the coming third and fourth quarters. Apart from that, majorly that aluminum windows and the facade division, which we have already implemented for the Bangalore unit, and for the Jaipur, currently we are operating from our existing facilities, and in this financial year, new factory site is under construction, and for that also CapEx is planned for current financial year. So capacity in WPC doors, door and extrusion, as of now, we have not yet finalized. Once we launch the product commercially in the market, so we will share those figures also. But it's a huge capacity basically we are building for this segment.
Okay. And can you share some soft numbers on the contribution in top line this year from this capacity?
Yeah. So the current financial year, we are expecting around 15 crores of minimum contribution from the WPC door and false ceiling wall paneling division, and maybe somewhere around 40 crores from this aluminum windows and facade division.
Got it. Just last question on the price escalation cost. You mentioned that most of your contracts are fixed price. So being the West Asia crisis, most of the raw materials prices have increased. So how are you planning to sustain the margins that we have achieved?
The fixed price contracts basically links to our around 30% of revenue, because our major chunk of revenue comes from our B2B business. This is PVC profile distribution. More than 60% revenue comes from that vertical, where we do revise the prices as based on the cost or the prevailing factors. So in fact, after this West Asia crisis, we have already revised our price list three times, considering the price hikes of all the raw materials and all. Yes, for the door windows and the modular furniture project revenue, that price escalation clause doesn't exist normally. But we considering our volumes, our regular procurement, so we do minimize such kind of risk. In fact, in March quarter, we have done a lot of procurements towards such commodities where this price increase does take place. That's the reason our inventories at the end of the year is a bit higher as compared to the regular range.
Okay, so this 20 to 21% margin is comfortably sustainable.
Yes, yes, yes. With the past experience, that the past regular working, and we are quite confident that it is surely sustainable.
Okay, that will be. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Keshav Garg with Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, firstly, I wanted to ask Mr. Dabaria that what gives you the confidence that we will be able to grow by 30% CAGR going forward, which is almost double the CAGR growth that we have done in the past 3 years or even in the past 10 years. So what has changed now that we will be able to achieve double the growth of the past?
No, we are looking for this new products mix, which is our WPC doors and the facade division, which we are going to add. So these are the areas where big demand is there and less competition is there. And these are the sectors from where the tenders which comes, they are also in a large quantity. So these are the sectors we have entered and diversified our capacities into these sectors. So we are very sure that we will get all this because we have a vast experience of construction line. So we will get a good CAGR around 30% from these sectors, adding these sectors to our existing capacities.
Understood. And sir, now that last year there was a huge jump in the margin from roughly 16% to 21%. So now due to the Iran war, the raw material prices have jumped up a lot, the petrochem. So firstly, what is our starting raw material and how much has it gone up by? And how much price hike have we taken recently and how much do we plan to take going forward?
Yeah. Keshi, you answered this because already he has mentioned three times we have increased our prices since the war started as the raw materials are increasing. And now over to Keshi, please.
Yeah, yes, Keshavji. See, that the price hike is directly related to the products which are coming from the crude oil. All those products are our key raw materials, PVC resins and all other pigments and additives. Apart from that product which requires high energy, especially that aluminium and other things. So prices has gone up, I believe. We all knows that you can say in the range of the 15 to 40% price hike has already happened depending on the different commodity prices. So as a whole, if we concentrate on our line of business, you can say around 15 to 18% cost of raw material has already increased. And considering all those factors, we have already revised our prices three times, in fact, till 30th April itself. But yes, now since we all are seeing that this crisis is being stable or say that some sort of the approaching towards the settlement, so prices have already started cooling down again. We are foreseeing that also. And visualizing all these factors when this eruption happened, we had done huge procurements of all our raw materials also in the February and March month itself to safeguard our operations continuity and also to protect our margins going forward.
So the bottom line is that 21% EBITDA margin, all-time high EBITDA margin, we can maintain going forward and in FY27, including FY27.
Yes, yes. You see, 20% plus EBITDA margin, because see, the kind of the product mix which we have already established and the response that is coming, the order book what we are having for the different product verticals. So this sort of the margin is surely comfortable.
100%.
Now, sir, my last question is, sir, that since we have 100% subsidiaries, why not merge them into the and make a standalone entity and save on compliance cost and the complexity? And sir, also, what is the wisdom of having four brands when the customer is by and large the same and the product is also basically PVC based? then sir, why should we not have one brand so that we can really push that brand rather than divide our marketing budget into four brands?
See, here I'll just focus on the brand first. See, but the main key brand is the Polywood. So all the polymer-related products come from the Polywood umbrella only, that whether it is the PVC profile, B2B business line, or the UPVC windows and doors, even the newly added solutions that WPC doors and aluminum windows and doors, everything is from Polywood only. See, the other brand, that is a diversified product, that is a different product, that is a Dynasty. Because see, polymer, as it resembles from its wording also, it has some polymer. But modular furniture is not a polymer-based product. It's an agriculture-based board manufacturing, basically. That is a MDF particle, SDHMR, or sometimes it's ply also. So that is altogether different. So Polywood brand doesn't go with that line of business. So where we are having Dynasty and Studio Arezzo. So Dynasty is a brand which we serve for the projects, B2B and all. And Studio Arezzo, it's an end-to-end solution, where we are interacting with the interior designer, architects, that large clients, and providing them a solution from design to implementation. So these are the brand. And the fourth brand, D-Stona. As the name resembles, Stona means it's a stone substitute. As you said, SPC, WPC kind of products. So it is a stone plastic composite, D-Stona, where we make the different line of products that are sheets and moldings. That is not a hollow profile. So that's the reason to diversify, to bifurcate the product, to connect the client directly with the feature of the product when we speak about the brand.
Basically, the raw material in each sector is different, and the execution and the end use is different. That's why we are categorized in four different categories, all of them.
Sir, so for example, in Polywood PVC, the raw material.
Sorry, sir, we request you to please rejoin the queue if you have any further questions.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Mahesh Attal with Dhairya Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, what was the Flutek panel number in the last year's financials?
Yeah, Flutek panel, FY 26, it was 54 crores.
And the FY 25, it was?
38.
38 crore.
Okay.
So 38 to 54 crore, sir.
If you see the margin profile, sir, so the new CapEx that you are doing, the incremental CapEx, is it going to a higher margin thing or a lower? Because this windows, whatever you are talking about, according to your workings, is it a higher margin thing or a lower margin product?
Yeah, this is from the same kind of the margin, definitely not from the, not of the lower margin bracket. But once we launch these products, go for the market, it will decide whether it has the scope for the higher margins or not. But surely, the prevailing margin what we are having, so we have designed the product, we have selected the product range and all those things, considering those margin criteria only.
With this 100 crore CapEx, what would be the revenue, what would the asset turnover?
See, 100 crore CapEx, once it is implemented fully by 2028, so at least in the initial year, 2x we are expecting. Going forward, definitely, it will be more.
What's the competitive intensity in that particular corner?
See, the WPC doors, WPC wall and ceiling panel, definitely there is no direct competition as of now. Aluminum windows and facade division, since it is a very, very big market in India, and since we are already connected with the large builders and developers, so we have an edge to serve them in that particular line of business. And that's the reason we have already received, in fact, 56 crore of orders related to this new line of business.
So
based on our past service experience, we'll get what we are expecting.
Where is the current requirement coming from then? If India is consuming today and you are saying that there is no direct competition, so where is the current requirement of that particular product coming from today in India?
Yeah, it is. See, some materials are coming from the China. It is a new solution. It's not that it's a altogether a different new product. It's a alternative solution for the existing requirement. See, currently in the buildings, builders are fixing the WPC doors sorry, not WPC doors, that flush doors or maybe some time of the wood panels and all those things. So it's an alternate solution. We are currently having the PVC, hollow PVC doors, which are primarily for the non-secured area, basically the wet areas or the areas where you doesn't require any kind of securities. But once you talk about the bedrooms or the main doors and all, you must have some security. So the WPC door serves that purpose. And
the biggest thing is the chocker. You know that chocker, there is no solution. Because whenever we are going with the stone chocker, the doors are different and the chocker is different. When we are going with the jungle wood chocker, then again the doors is different and the finish of the chocker is different. So for the to beautify our houses, there was a big need for the same color and same design, same pattern of chocker and door. So now this WPC, in WPC we are giving the same kind of chocker with the same color of doors. So they are a matching one, and that too nowadays the trend is for the higher sizes of doors, 7 feet, 8 feet. So they give the bigger impression of the areas. The area, same area is looking big when give the impression of bigger area when the doors are big. So in this WPC, we can give up to the 8 feet or 9 feet or 10 feet doors. That is very easy, very economically. And they are they have all the, termite is a very big issue nowadays. So they give you the termite and the water resistance and fire resistance as well as recyclable. So these are the features. Because of this, we are expecting there will be a very big market. Although the Chinese are doing, we are the, Bollywood is the first company who is introduced in the Indian market now. So we hope that soon a lot of other companies will also introduce it and a lot of Chinese import will also there. So the market will spread a lot. But because we are the beginner, we will have a better age over them.
How much of the sale that you have done from this product in last financial year, sir, FY26?
No, this product is newly added. In fact, as I mentioned earlier also, then in Q2 of this financial year, we are going to launch it commercially. The trial runs and has already happened.
Okay, so you have already supplied to few of the builders and you have got a very good word on the product.
That sampling and everything has already happened. That discussion is already happening with the builders, architects and all. And response is really...
We have selected this product after seeing its big success all over the world. It is very popular in UAE, Saudi Arabia, Europe, and after studying it in from different angles, then we have started it. So we are very sure that India will accept it.
So what I'm trying to understand, sir, that your existing machinery is capable of doing this product, right? So
sorry to interrupt. It requires different line basically.
And then how did you produce it? Because you, how did you get the capability to produce it? Have you just...
We have already done the CapEx in last financial year itself on adding this solution. During our last FY25 con call also, as we mentioned that at that time that 50 to 60 crores CapEx is going to happen in next 2 years, 26 and 27, which was just subsequently increased by the board to the tune of 100 crores.
So this line that you have done is not yet implemented, not yet commercialized, is what you are saying, and it will be commercialized in this H2.
Q2.
Yeah. And then what would be the revenue that you are expecting out of the 56 crores order backlog in this financial year?
No, that order backlog is the current order backlog is 174 crores. For the project related business.
I'm talking about only that 56 WB, the windows thing.
56 is related to the aluminum windows and glazing division.
Yeah.
Not related to the WPC door. WPC door is a new product vertical which we are going to commercially launch in the next quarter. Aluminum windows and facade division we have already started from the end of the last Q4, and from this quarter itself, revenue has already started generating. And for that product line, we are having the order book of 56 crore.
Okay,
which is included in our. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, you were saying something.
Overall, order book is 174 crore, which has three product lines. One is our existing UPVC windows and doors. Second one is the modular furniture. And third, newly added division of aluminum windows and the facade division.
Yes, sir. Before I conclude, can you just please give some outlook on the fluted panel industry currently, and what is your outlook in the next couple of years?
The fluted panel industry is basically now very well accepted, and a lot of new sections, new design, new colors, and it is getting around 5 to 10% of the paint industry market. So all the interior work in buildings, whether it is commercial, whether it is residential, is now it's very popular, and new designs. A lot of research and development is going on in this field because different finishes, different materials are coming. So, and now WPC fluted panels, which are not hollow, these are the solid one. So they are also now we are coming out with that. So this is it is just like a fashion industry as well as the replacement of the wood products, porcelain, wall paneling. It will replace the it will be a part of the building interiors in the coming time. So now it's a very popular, very easily available, and the installation is very easy for this, and no termite problem and no water problem after installation of these materials. So now the market is accepting it in a very big way, and a lot of imports are also coming. So the market is increasing, and Indian capacity is increasing day by day. New manufacturers are coming, and they are old like us. We are increasing our capacity, our design capabilities, our new colors and new sections. These are all we are adding to get more and more into this market.
All right, sir. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Deepak Verma from Akshobhya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So pardon me, the questions are repetitive in some sense, but I have two questions. First is, considering your revenue guidance of 30%+ in future, how does it compare with the real estate sector prospects and trends in the past 2 years and in the future 3 to 5 years? Your thoughts on that question. Second is, could you elaborate, particularly on new CapEx by segment, which segmental ROICs, return on invested capital, current CapEx, and planned any future, maybe couple of years down the line? That's it.
Yeah. See, about the this market, see, well, that CapEx part, which you mentioned that about the current projects which we have undertaken, these are mainly the three different product verticals, basically, apart from the regular CapEx on our existing extrusion lines. WPC doors, WPC wall and ceiling, and that third one is the aluminum windows and facade division. Basically, as Chairman sir mentioned, that aluminum windows and doors, that facade division, it's a very huge industry in India, basically, that every commercial building requires that solution. And here, the all the players are the big players, basically, we can say. And it's a branded solution, comes from the particular brand only. Normally, in the aluminum windows and doors, we can see that local players and all. But once we talk about the system windows or the facade division, so it's all about the brand who can serve better and who can provide the timely execution and all those things. So market is huge, and considering that visualization from the real estate sector, since we are already associated with the builders and developers from so many years, while serving them with the two products, UPVC windows and doors, and then modular furnitures. But so we are catering builders to part of their projects, basically, not all the projects. Once we have this aluminum windows and facade divisions, so we can be one of their vendor for all of their projects, basically, whether it is a commercial or institutional or a residential project. So let me and
Sorry.
So yeah. Are you saying something?
Just clarify.
Hello?
What is the clarify?
Yeah. See, the market is huge, that real estate is performing well, and that order book is basically strengthening regularly. So That's the reason basically that we have ventured into all these new product divisions.
Okay, understood. I asked this question because last year one of the calls I asked the same question about, some financial sluggishness, and you had told me that it was because real estate was not really going well. Fine, that question is answered. Your outlook is positive, I understand. But on the other question on CapEx, I just wanted to understand the current and planned both and with the ROIC, return on invested capital, that you expect and the figures. In terms of
crores. See, the capex, what we have undertaken basically, that around 27 crore is already happened in last financial year, from which one of our product line is already implemented, that Bangalore aluminum window division, and then WPC door vertical is also going to get implemented in the coming quarter. So this financial year also, we are projecting around 35 to 40 crores of capex for this Jaipur facility of aluminum windows and doors and WPC wall and ceiling division. And apart from that, modernization and upgrading our existing lines by high output extrusion facilities. So, and in next financial year also, for some of the projects which are going to take little bit more time, so maybe 20 to 30 crores will take. So altogether, 100 crores of capex is planned. And regarding this return on investment, surely that since we are currently sitting at around 25-26% of return on equity and ROC, so that's sort of the levels we are projecting going forward for this new capex also.
So you're saying all the segments have similar ROICs?
Yeah.
Okay. Got that. Thank you. And good results. Congratulations on that.
Thank you, sir.
Our next question is from the line of Runit Kapoor with Investire Investments. Please go ahead.
So my question is, you're anticipating a 30% revenue growth for FY27. So since the your realization also would have jumped up because you have passed it on to the customers, so I wanted to understand how much volume growth are you expecting for FY27 category-wise?
That as to PVC profile extrusion category, last year also about 16 from the level of the 50% of capacity utilization, we reached to the 66%. So similarly, maybe around 20% of growth in our regular extrusion line B2 business we are expecting, apart from the new product verticals basically, which will be contributing a bit more. So considering all those factors, this will be a projected for the 30% CAGR growth going forward.
No, I'm asking specifically about the volume growth, like how much volumes would grow, how much like price would grow in terms of that.
See, the price, we can't determine the price growth because it depends on the market conditions, because PVC resin, which was in March, went to 115, now again it has come down to 80-85. So raw material price, our finished goods prices, especially for the extrusion, they keep on changing, sometimes plus, sometimes minus also. It's not a one-sided price revision always. So price growth is not the factor, especially in our line of product. But in aluminum windows and doors also, currently that LME, on the LME, aluminum is on the lifetime high. But once this crisis of Middle East war sorted out, everybody is optimistic that this crisis may cool off. So revenue from the price hike is not the criteria, it's from the volumes only. So from the volume side, 20% we are optimistic that minimum 20% growth will have.
Okay. And secondly, on the modular furniture business, like I think the BIS norms are going to be implemented for that. So the imports will be largely reducing. So what is the outlook on that business? Because the growth has been slow from the consideration of very low base, and the market is very large. So how do you plan to grow that segment?
Right now, the government of India have implemented the BIS standard on the manufacturing of all the boards, whether it is a MDF board or particle board or whether it is applied. So nowadays, all the imports of board is now curbed, and we are using all the Indian boards for our manufacturing of all our furniture. So it is not implemented on the furniture yet, It is we are standardized over the boards. So we are using all the Indian boards manufactured in India with the Indian raw materials. So these boards we are using right now. And what will be the next action of government on the furniture for the BIS? We will abide by that only. Okay.
No, I was saying that in the near term, they are planning to implement it on furniture also. So I would say, what is the growth outlook are you looking in that division?
Yeah, see, that modular furniture division, so we are aggressively working on different fronts in this division, adding the new solution considering the emerging interior requirements, because in furniture industries, every day new things comes. So we are opting all those things. We have already upgraded our plant to a state-of-art plant sort of thing. So once export also, we are focusing more. Last 2 years, we have started it, and we are putting more focus. Some of the discussions are happening on the OEM manufacturing also. So, and project side also, lot of new builders and developers are connecting. We are negotiating a lot of inquiries for modular high volume project business also. So going forward, the furniture division also, we are optimistic that it should also have 20 to 25% minimum growth.
Yeah, we have added the original studio concept, which will serve the small customers in coming time and give them the furniture fastest available in the fastest mode. So this way they can save their time. So this is what our plan is.
Yeah. Okay. My last question is regarding your capex of 100 crores. So how do you see the borrowings panning out like? Because your borrowings also increased drastically, because I think it's a working capital issues. But how do you see it panning out like? Out of 100 crores, how much will be from borrowings?
See, partially it will be borrowed, but majorly it will be through internal accruals also, considering the last financial year around 50 crores plus cash generation was there from the operation itself, once we had that depreciation. So little bit borrowings will definitely be there, so that we can do the implementation of the project as per the timelines only.
So yes, what are the peak levels of borrowing? Can you just quantify that?
See, in the monetary terms, I can't say you, but yes, that current level of our debt equity ratio is 0.56. So it's definitely it will not reach 0.75.
Okay, thank you. That's it from us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Madhur Rati with Countercyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand regarding this aluminium windows and facade division. Sir, what is our capacity, and with the Jaipur facility that we are commissioning, what would be the revenue potential for this division going forward? And sir, what kind of revenue can we expect from this division for FY27?
See, as there is no defined capacity when we are working on any custom-made solutions. Basically, it is a more of fabrication sort of things. We have to design and fabricate the product as per the customer size and designs. But in monetary terms, so in FY27, we are expecting minimum 40 to 50 crores of revenue contribution from this new division.
And sir, what was the revenue in FY26? And sir, can we expect a 20 to 25% margin on this product?
That's on the same line of the business, basically, that when we talk about the UPVC windows or doors, or whether it is aluminum windows and doors, the expenditure heads are similar, basically. So we have kept the same kind of the pricing patterns, and so 20% EBITDA margin levels are normal for both the line.
Got it. And sir, sir, the 15 to 18% raw material cost that has increased, sir, have we taken similar price hikes over the three price hikes that we have taken? The quantum of price hikes, is it similar, or is it lower than the raw material cost increases?
Definitely not lower than the raw material price hikes, because we have safeguarded our... this price hike is not related to the polywood only, it's for the complete industry. So everyone who is in this industry, so all has revised their prices, basically based on the raw material prices. So surely it is on the same level or on the higher side only, whatever price revision, whatever we have done.
Got it. Sir, if you could help me with what were the inventory gains for FY26 versus FY25?
See, we have not quantified this as such because it is a regular ongoing activities. Sometimes the prices go up, sometimes goes low. So at the end of the year, our focus is to maintain our the margin trajectory in the improving levels only. So we have not adequately quantified it, but yes, when the prices are increasing, we are always on the gaining front.
So if I were to consider the 4% gross margin improvement that we have seen during this year, sir, how much would be attributed to better product mix versus inventory gain?
It is more contributed by the better product mix only, better product mix than operational efficiency on all fronts. Basically, we have improved our, upgraded our machines, also our operations also. So therein, we have cut our overhead cost and all those things. So from inventory side, it is a negligible things basically.
Got it. Sir, also, if I were to come to our modular furniture division, sir, last year we did a revenue of 40 crores and this year we did a revenue of 43 crores. Sir, we were very optimistic about this division. So, sir, where are we lacking in terms of growth for this division, if you could help us understand?
Again, basically, that what we did in our PVC profile division also last 2 years, we have been more cautious about the profitability from that margin front. So that's the reason that our revenue growth in last two financial year was not that too much what we expected. So if you see that last financial year modular furniture division, that our profitability has improved a lot. In fact, our PBT margin, they have gone up by about 80% plus as compared to the FY25. So different product mix again, that also exists in modular furniture division. Now everything is already implemented, now more focus is on getting new larger orders and executions. So in that race, we have already added 3-4 new brands like Godrej, then Smart Homes, and all M3M, apart from the our existing clientage of TLF, Adani and Mahindra. So we are approaching the new builders and getting good response. So going forward, we will see that top line growth also as expected.
So just a final question from my end. Sir, how should we look at our working capital cycle with the project business increasing in the aluminium facade and windows, modular furniture? Because sir, there is a competitor called HRS Alu Glaze. Sir, even they are into aluminium facade, but their working capital is very stressed. The margin is similar. So how should we look at our working capital cycle going forward?
The working capital cycle in the current line of business also we are doing for the builders for the PVC windows and modular kitchen. The same kind of things will happen because in project business there are scattered payment terms. So that cash flows are regularly maintained from the stage payments and mobilization advance and on delivery and partial execution and full execution, all those things. So we don't foresee any kind of, because see, in aluminium we doesn't require to have the bulk inventory at a time because it's a regular procurement item and we have to get it coated or finished as per the client specific requirement. It's made to size. So working capital will be well managed within the same levels what we are exist currently having.
And sir, do we have any price pass-through clause in this aluminium division? Because the prices are very volatile.
Yeah, definitely. See, what happens in this particularly aluminum industry is there is a base price clause always exist because the aluminum is driven by the NALCO price. So most of the large projects, every builder, developers, they keep this clause in all the orders.
Got it. And sir, the fluted panel division, sir, can this reach 100 crore levels in the next 2 years? And sir, do we also, what products of these fluted panels are manufactured in-house versus bought out for this product?
So nothing is bought out for us. We are 100% the manufacturing company. But if you see our finances, that our stock and trade purchase is negligible. So it's 100% manufacturing only. And expecting the level of the 200 crores in next 2 years. Definitely it is in our target because we have already reached 54 crores this year. So
it cross 100 this year already.
Maybe it can happen in earlier period also, as sir just mentioned.
No, sir, I was asking about the design printing sheet, whatever is required in this division, is that manufactured in-house or is, that is imported?
It's a raw material for everyone. It's a raw material. It is outsourced by everyone. It's not manufactured in-house. But yes, certain things are done.
Dyes and tools we are manufacturing our own. The new designs we are developing our own. And the finishes, we are buying the paper and PVC film from the market and then manufacturing in our plants only.
Got it. Sir, so is there a possibility of us also manufacturing this in-house going forward, or once this business scales up to 100 crore levels, or that will be a bought out item only?
The finishes and that. That right now there is no unit in India, and there's one unit is going to be set up near Mumbai. So they will supply us because that is not a very big quantity. But if we will cross the turnover 1,000 crore, then only we will think about it.
Okay, got it. So that was from my end. Thank you so much and all the best.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Harshit Khatka with Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question again. I just wanted to understand the revenue split of only PVC and UPVC for this year, FY20.
The PVC and UPVC altogether, revenue for the last year, it was 220 crores. Out of that, about 60 crore was from the UPVC window division and remaining from the PVC profile division.
All right, sir. Understood. And we said that the current capacity at 85% utilization can do 450 crores of top line revenue, right? Just wanted to understand the 27 crores of capex that you have done in FY26 and the 30-40 crores of capex that we are going to do in FY27. So what quantum of capacity are we putting and what kind of revenues can we see in FY27 itself? Because 27 crores is already done, right? So 27, 28, the new capacity, I just want to understand the revenue from new capacity only.
It is the new capacity what we are adding. It is for the different product verticals. One is for the extrusion related WPC doors and WPC profiles. And second one is the aluminum windows and facade division. So far the revenue generation from this new capex is concerned, this current FY27, we are projecting somewhere around 55 to 60 crores revenue addition.
Right, understood. And going forward to achieve this 30% top line growth, so what kind of sales strategy do we have?
We are already working on different sales strategies, starting from the B2B to B2C also. In between that project is also there and some part of the exports. So to enhance our reach to untouched markets, we are participating regularly in the exhibitions and all those things, promoting our products through digital media also, adding new main heads to approach more and more builders and architect developers, and gradually enhancing our showrooms also. So all fronts of sales and marketing, we are active.
Right. I was just asking because, our facility was around 50 to 60% utilized since last 3 years. So I just wanted to understand what gives us the confidence that we would be able to utilize the current facility as well as, the new capex that we are doing, will be able to sell those products as well. So is the demand so much or, do you have any, new strategy in place?
It's very simple because wood is a scale product and the wood products are very costly day by day. Maintenance of wood product and the manufacturing of wood product, installation, the manpower is also a big challenge. So everybody is going for alternate building materials. So these are the alternate building materials. Everybody is now looking for the easy and quick installation. Because in our material, the installation is very important. If your installation is very easy and semi-skilled labor can install it, then at a reasonable price, then it is a big market. So all over India, all the big builders and all this, they are going for the alternate materials. And materials like our, whether it is a fluted panel or whether it is the doors and windows, so they are now in a big demand.
Right, sir, understood. Thank you. That's all. All the
best. Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Deepak Verma from Akshobhya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So, first is I want to understand the competitive economics within the segments that are there. For example, in aluminium, there are big players. So, how does it work in terms of competition? Pressurizing margins and returns? That is the first question.
Okay. Regarding that competition in the newly added division of aluminum windows and facade division, see, basically this is more of the service industry, basically, I would say here. Because here in India, there are a lot of international brands who supply the systems, and they are associated with the different local players, fabricators who are serving to the end builders or the customers. So we are already into this line from last 16-17 years, and in fact we have already got associated with couple of international brands also and offering the solutions with their associations. So competitiveness is very well taken care when we are approaching any builders or developers. Once we will see if any builder or developer is calling us, that means they are satisfied with our services, with our offerings. So to win that order, definitely pricing has to be competitive. So it is a joint effort from the system suppliers as well as the fabricator side.
So within aluminium, you're providing systems as well as services, or you're also taking some local help for services?
We are having our own system also, and at the same time, so we are associated with the international system suppliers also, because some of the projects that the client requires the international brand, because their system companies are also doing their marketing, they are placing their product to the builders, developers, the large projects directly. But since they are not into the execution, so they are only the system suppliers, so they do have the partners. So for some of the brands, we are also the trusted partner for them.
So primarily, this is a service business, but part of what you're providing within the service, you're producing also.
Yes.
And what? How do you decide which part you're producing?
No, it's a complete solution. See, the aluminium windows and doors, we are not excluding the aluminium. Other than aluminium, aluminium is the key raw material for any windows and doors, or it is a facade element. So rest is the fabrication. Basically, it's a machine fabrication. Okay. It requires specialized machines and tools, and a lot of expertise, technicians, and technology. So all those are with us. We have established, and further is improving.
So my question was on this fabrication only. Which bit of whatever we are servicing, we are fabricating? How do we decide which ones we fabricate? What factors determine that?
Sorry, can you repeat? Can you just elaborate?
So basically, we are providing the service on top of some systems, which we are saying we also outsource and we also assemble ourselves, right?
Correct.
So I'm just asking, which part of the whole systems do we fabricate, and how is that decision taken?
No, it is a complete system. When we say, for example, if it is a system windows and doors, if we have to supply for a project system windows and doors, system means that aluminum part and their hardware accessories, they are provided by a system company. And then when it comes to our factory, then we do fabricate, we source these glasses as per the specifications, and lot of assembly and other things that does happen at our end. When it is our own system, we just get these system profiles extruded as per specification, as per our design from the companies like Jindal and other extrusion companies. We do have our own designs of hardware that we get produced from other companies, and some of the hardware we do manufacture in-house also through our backward integration. Glass is always an outsource item for everybody. So majorly these are the 3-4 components.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not sure if I got the answer, but I'll come to my second question.
You just understand it is just like stitching a shirt. For the shirt, you need a cloth. So we are procuring from the cloth factory. And then the buttons and the fabrication is taken place as per the designs and as per the requirement as per the size. So every building is having a different designs. The facade is having a different designs and the glass is different as per their requirement, as per the weather conditions. So we design first the system as per the requirement of the interior architects of these buildings. We integrate our team with them. Then we finalize what system is required for this. If a building is 50 floor, the design criteria is different. If it is a 10 floor building, the design criteria is different. So we are doing all the engineering for them. So we are an integral part of the design system and then we are implementing as per the designs.
However, within this, we are also fabricating our own systems. Part of the solution is that, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, my question was on that bit, that part. That how do we decide which parts? Is that, that's the only question. I understand some of the systems or large part of systems, maybe we are taking from outside, from the brand or international players.
No, see, for example, if I name some of the system companies, for example, Suco is one of the systems, or the Reynolds is one of the aluminum system. So mm-hmm. they are having their team, sales team, their warehousing and all those things. And then they are in association with their channel partner, or say the fabricator. They are pitching the projects, getting the product approved, getting the orders, and then ultimate fabrication happens at the fabricator end. Fabrication as right. well as the execution. That is the responsibility of that fabricating partner.
Right.
So this is one system which is selected by the builder or the customer. Okay, I want the windows of the Suco make. So right. Suco is supplier of the one part, some of the components of that particular windows and doors, which is the aluminum right. profiles and hardware. So it happens. So we are having our own Polywood system also. So we are offering both solutions. So Polywood system is also, to the builders and developers directly.
So there must be some coordination happening with the companies like Suco.
Yeah. See, it is association. I just name one name. Okay. So whichever brand international brand or the system company we are associated, so we are acting as a team to the builder.
I'll come to my second question. So, we'll save time. Second is that aluminum prices, as we all know, are close to all-time high right now.
Correct.
So does that impact us in any way? What are the risks we need to manage and why we entered this segment at this time?
I tell you, in aluminum industries, it is prevailing practice. See, whatever the projects are there, they are linked to the aluminum base rate from the NALCO.
Okay.
So whatever the order book we are currently having, none of the project is without the base rate module. So that fluctuation is always safeguard from both sides. If the price goes down, we have to pass it on. If it goes higher, then builder will pay to the supplier.
Okay. So it's basically linked only.
So that risk is not there. In the aluminum business particularly, that price fluctuation risk doesn't exist because it is a well-accepted practice throughout all the real estate sector.
Okay, got that. So it will impact us when it goes down also. It won't impact us when it goes down also.
It wouldn't impact in any manner.
So it's the cost plus pricing that we do or what?
Yeah, it's a cost plus pricing. Definitely, it's a cost plus pricing.
Got that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Aditya Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers.
My first question
is that you've mentioned in the call that 174 crores is a current order book. Can you provide the split, and also what was this order book last year, and what are the execution timelines for this order book?
Last year, that order book was in the range of 220-240 crores, so that the current order book is the highest order book what we are having. So, the breakup of this order book is basically that three product vertical. One is the UPVC windows and doors, which is approximately 84 crores of order book. 34 crores is related to the modular furniture division, and the remaining, that 56 crore, it's for our newly added division of aluminum windows and facade. So altogether, 174 crores. This execution timeline for all these products, depending on the different, but definitely that 100% of this one will be executed in the next 18-24 months.
18-24 months. Okay.
Yes.
So, the new line that we are setting up for doors, right? When, and you said that that will be commissioning in the second half of this year. So,
Yes.
What kind of revenues do we expect from that line?
That is a WPC door. WPC doors.
Yes, WPC door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have already commissioned the machines and all. Trial runs are under process. So from the next quarter, we are going to commercially launch it. So this year, we are expecting somewhere around 3 crore revenue contribution from this new WPC door.
How much can you repeat? 60 crores? Sorry. Hello? Hello?
Sorry to interrupt, sir. So the line for the management has been disconnected. Please stay connected while we reconnect the line for the management. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding. We have the management line reconnected. Yes, sir, please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, Adhish? Yeah. Sorry, line got disconnected. Adhish, are you online?
Yeah, yeah, I'm online. Just wanted to know what kind of revenue will we be generating from WPC doors this year?
15 crore, because, see, next quarter we are going to launch it commercially, so, effectively, we will be having the revenue contribution for the H2 only.
One question that was asked was that, you know, what kind of volume growth are we looking at this year? My question is little, is pretty much, what kind of volume growth we had last year? Because, you know, we had around, 13%-14% sales growth. So what was the volume growth?
Last year also, it was somewhere around 20% growth in the extrusion division. Hello?
Okay. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you said,
Yeah.
15%-20% volume growth last year as well?
Last year also, yeah. So this year also.
Okay.
So we are, that is a minimum, 20% growth we are projecting for the current financial year, and then further revenue contribution will be from the newly added product verticals.
No, my question is, like, what you are saying is that our volume growth was in line with, absolutely in line with, our revenue growth. So there was no, like, no pricing-related growth last year. Is that what you are saying, sir?
See, pricing-related growth, see, as such in our line of business, it's varying. We got it, prices doesn't go one-sided. So some couple of times we have to reduce the price also when the raw material prices goes down. If we see the rising trend of the PVC resin, which is the key raw material, last year it was moving in the range of the 68-85 rupees. So when the material is for in the range of 80-85 for the longer period, the prices are higher. Once it comes down to below 70, so market demands, then even the sometime competition also start reducing the prices. So we have, we also have to reduce. So that the prices of the finished product, what we have sold in last year also, it was on an average of the same trajectory, you can say, except the indirect overhead cost addition.
One question that I have is, like, you know, on this order book, and I would assume that for a lot of projects, we would make custom panels, doors, windows, whatever we do, or profiles. Do we take significant advances from the customers? And if it is so, can you give an idea of what kind of advances do we have from customer?
Yeah, it is, again, it is a market practice, basically, when we are closing any price for a longer period. So from the buyer side also there has to be some commitment. So here it is through the mobilization advance, which is normally 10 to 20% of the total project that order value. That advance is provided by the builder or developers.
So what are the current, because last year I remember in our annual report our advances was around 5 crores. So what kind of advances do we have today on the current order booking?
On the net basis, I think it is more than 7 crores worth of advances we are having with us.
Okay. So last question, sir, on the working capital side, what has happened is that, and that has also kind of impacted our debt metrics, is that, our receivables have gone up, our inventory levels have gone up, and our payables are almost zero. Do you see any reasons for the same? Because last year at least we had around 10 crores of payables.
Yeah. See, it was a strategic decision taken by the management to have the benefit of the pricing, that better pricing, and at the same time the continuous supply. This activity was done in the last 2 months of the financial year, where we have paid off all the our suppliers in single shot. Looking at the that Middle East war crisis, that disruption in the supply chain and all those things. So that was a call we took, and we got benefited from that. We had got the ample inventory for all our raw materials, whereas we have come to know that supply is totally disturbed. So none of our activities going forward in April or the current month affected through this issues. So that was the one reason that we have knowingly paid all our vendors. Regarding the debtors, it is in the same level. There is no much hike in that. It is in proportionate to the revenue growth only. And inventory, as I mentioned, that we had huge procurement, especially the PVC resin and other polymers in the March month itself to maintain our operations continuously. So that's the reason inventories were increased. So going forward, this working capital cycle for all these three factors will be on the previous levels.
Last question, sir. You said that WPC, today nobody manufactures WPC doors in India and all the WPC doors are imported. Is that correct?
So see, WPC door, the kind of the WPC door we are going to launch with the complete solutions for the outer frames and some certain other integrities. So we differentiated this with the existing solutions, which is the WPC, that foam board, solid foam board doors. So it is a totally different solution what we are coming up.
Okay. So, okay. Great, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take this as our last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Digvijay Dhabria for closing comments.
Yes. Please. Hello.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
So, thank you for all the question and answer. We have presented all the, I hope that we have answered all our questions properly, and I welcome everyone to please do visit our facilities and see our project closely and what we are doing and what the new areas in which we are concentrating our production facilities and design facilities. So we are, what we are doing for the exports also, they are remarkable achievements at our Dynasty manufacturing facility. Last year we have exported a big number of furniture to Europe, and this year we are having ample orders from Europe. Although the prices are under pressure, but demand is there. So I hope. Thank you everyone for giving your time and asking the valuable questions. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Dabria Plywood Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you everyone for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.